Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Paul Nolte is the Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. Well, the jobs report was solid, wasn't it?
Good morning. It was. I mean, you know, when you take a look at it, 140,000, 137,000 new jobs. It's in the range that keeps the unemployment rate at about a 4.2% level. Wage gains are running at roughly 4%. And if you believe the inflation numbers, and we'll get those later on this week, that 4% number is above inflation. So the average worker is doing better than average inflation. And that should allow retail sales to continue to grow and consumers continue to spend. So the economy should be doing okay at this point.
What do you make of the fact that the job numbers were pretty strong in the healthcare and leisure hospitality categories?
The one that we really like to see is that hospitality and leisure. That tells me that consumers are out and about. So you certainly see it in the airports. You see it in the restaurants and bars, et cetera, that are pretty busy. And again, that goes back to a consumer that feels fairly confident that they're doing well, so they feel confident to go out and spend money in traveling and going out to eat.
There's a story today, and let me get your take on this. Workers are putting away a record share of their income for retirement. The average savings rate in 401k plans rose to a new high of 14.3% of income in the first 3 months of this year, according to a new report, and that's a shade below the 15% annual savings rate financial advisors often recommend across a four-decade career. Is that what you recommend?
We do, you know, and certainly not when you first start working, and certainly my kids are that way. When they first start working, it's like, okay, you got to put away 15%. They look at you like you're crazy. But if you start with at least the match amount, and then each year that you get pay raises, take a portion of those pay raises and add it to your 401k. So you're still taking home more money, but you're also contributing more to your 401k, is a good way to increase it painlessly, so that over the course of 5-6 years or so, you're north of that 10% number. So, yeah, unfortunately, it is now incumbent on the employee to save for retirement. There are no pensions. The 401k is really it. Mm-hmm. And so you really want to maximize those dollars, and best to do it in a Roth. And those are now becoming more and more available. So a Roth 401k, better way to go.
Isn't it kind of surprising that given the volatile economy now and the tariff news, it's up, it's down, it's off, it's on, that workers are putting away a record share of their income for retirement?
I think we've seen a lot more news about it. And remember, too, that you're putting it away every 2 weeks, once a month, depending upon your pay schedule, maybe every week. And so no matter what the markets do, you have the opportunity to, if the markets do sell off, you have the opportunity to buy low, and you're not thinking about, oh, this is not a good time to buy, because if you think about it too much, it's never a good time to buy. So putting yourself on that automatic pilot is one of the best ways to go, and automatically investing, you don't miss it. It grows. It'll grow over 20, 30, 40 years. And you have that sale behind you, and that's the best thing. As far as, you know, investment return, time definitely on your side.
The fact that the oil prices have been either low or certainly under control, and we're not seeing, $4.55 at the gas pump, doesn't that affect how we feel about the economy and the general economy itself?
It does. It does. And certainly we're getting into the summer driving season. Typically, gas at the pump peaks right around Memorial Day. So we should actually start to see continued declines. If history is any guide, we should see a continued decline through the summer months at the pump. And that's one of the things that consumers look at, you know, because, again, they get gas once a week, every couple of days, depending upon travel. that and food are the two things that really are in the face of a lot of consumers. So when you see those prices stabilize or come down, you start to feel good about, okay, this isn't costing me an arm and a leg, and you know I can afford to continue to do this. So they see it as a good way for inflation to be under control.
As far as stocks go, are you still liking the tech sector?
I haven't for a while. And it, you know, it's the part of the market that has really roared back from the end of tariffs. And I think investors have gone to those things that are comfortable for them. So the continued lure for AI, even though we really haven't seen a ton of AI adoption in other parts of the economy, is something that attracts a lot of consumers. But certainly we've had some money international, which has done fine. Value actually has done okay this year. So we're in that slow and steady camp as opposed to looking for that next new shiny thing that may or may not pan out.
I'll let you go because I know you're monitoring the meetings right now between China and the United States. So, you know, call in immediately if you hear something, Paul.
I think they've got their lunch order put in right now. So, yes, they're, I think, ordering out, actually, from McDonald's.
No, it's egg roll day.
Oh, there you go.
Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy & Sylvest. Thank you, Paul. Have a good one.
Take care.